All right, so we'll say. All right, so we're seeking morning. So we left off Peach Kuf Yud Dalit. Peach Kuf Yud Dalit on the top. So actually towards the Ofen Klali, actually second first full paragraph on the page. But Ofen Klali, in a general sense, Yeshnam Anoshim Hamasim Es Atzmam Kimatzlichim. This is very interesting. So remember again, just the topic so far of this parak which we just began yesterday was Ibn Khabr speaking about the idea that people, there are two parts to man's self-perception, to man's perception. There's how he identifies himself, and by extension, how he feels, how he perceives himself, and how he perceives that others perceive him. And then part two is how others actually perceive him. So we're focusing now on this first part, on how man perceives himself. It says in the Chabad, but often clearly, in a general sense, Yashnam Anoshim Hamasim Es Atzmon Kimatzlichim. There are some people that view themselves as successful. Kimuchsharim. Kimuchsharim literally means like people who are prepared, people ultimately who are fit. Yashnam Hamasim Es Atzmon Kibale Ofer Bar Kishlam. And there are some people that feel that they're just simply untalented, ungifted. Ungifted, they don't have abilities. Similarly, there are some people that get very angry at themselves. We call this today in our modern jargon, tadmit atzmit yiruda, low self-esteem. Low self-esteem. Right? So again, tadmit means like an image or low self-image. Tadmit atzmit, personal image. Yiruda, low. So low self-esteem, low self-worth, poor self-image. Kimuvan, shasibos hagormos lekach rabos umegavnos. There are many reasons why a person may suffer from low self-esteem or from low self-image. Ach balila hachnis liprotim. Keitzat ha'adim hegi letadmis shalilis alatzmo. But we're not going to spend too much time focusing on the whys, on how a person, also you have to understand something, that this is a... This is a major machlokes within the world of psychology as to why people suffer from low self-esteem, why poor people suffer from low self-worth. So, you know, the Freudian model is, you know, Freud was famous in his approach to psychotherapy, to tracing everything back to parents, right? That ultimately when people have unresolved issues, it usually means you had some kind of turbulent issue with the mother, generally with the father. His chap was with the father. Others say it has to do with the social circumstances, wealth, poverty. So we're not going to get into any of the reasons as to why people suffer from low self-esteem. Rather, la'achar shezeh ha'matzav v'zot tefisa so v'histachluso alatmo nenaseh la'hazbir ich mismodedim im adavar. So the Mechaber says something very interesting. Sometimes, and also, this is also really fascinating, that, you know, Rabbi Tversky writes extensively about this. In psychology, there is a preoccupation with understanding the why. The why. You suffer from a particular problem, you're upset about something, why? Why are you upset about it? And the truth is, there's a lot of chachma understanding the why. Why? Because you can't really attack a problem unless you know the root and the core of the problem. So there is great chachma. The challenge is that sometimes people spend years trying to figure out the why, and they don't know what it is. They can't identify it, or they come up with something, but that's not the real why. Maybe that's part of the dynamic. So there's a new approach. There's another school of thought that says maybe the important thing is not as much the why. Maybe the important thing is how do you contend with it. Right? This is the situation. Why I feel like this, why I'm like this, I don't know if I'll ever get to the bottom of that. Maybe it's nature, maybe it's nurture, maybe it's a combination of both. But this is who I am, and so I have to figure out how I deal with it. So the Mechaber says, I'm going to go with that second approach. Why people suffer from poor self-image, from low self-esteem, could be for a whole variety of reasons. And chances are, people suffer because of it, each for their own reason. But we're not going to focus on why a person feels that way. Instead, we're going to take it as a given that a person does feel that way. Obviously, not everybody feels that way, but that some people do feel this way. And then we're going to focus ourselves on how to change that perception. How do we make a person feel better about themselves? just a very, it's a very interesting approach. He says, now that this is the present reality, and this is ultimately how he views himself, let's endeavor to explain. Let's figure out how to grapple with it. Fine. Yeshnam shitos chitzonios b'mada psikologia. There are some what he calls shitos chitzonios, which literally means external opinions, which means secular knowledge in psychology. Shelafian yesh lenasos lahasbir laadam ulochiach lo kama maasim tovim yeshlo. So there are some schools of thought of positive reinforcement, where we constantly want to review and to remind the person all the good things that he's done and that he is. Kama tuchunos ofi tovos miskalos etzlo. Lochiach es hapenach yuvi shemo. Ome idach lochiach lo shat hadmis hashalidis shu choshev chelka dimayos. So we'll say, again, so often in psychology we try to reinforce that which is good, we try to highlight that which is negative, and we also try to tell a person that certain things are in his mind. Right? I'll say this is a great challenge of life, and it's all in your mind. And this is very true, because the truth is there are some things that are not real. There are some things that, there are some factors that are real, some things that are real life, and there are some things that are just imagined. Again, obviously my perception creates my reality, but sometimes you have to try to explain to people that, and this you have to be very careful when you say it, because you can get yourself in a lot of trouble, just because you feel it doesn't mean it's true. Yeah, now use that line very sparingly. Yeah. Don't use it with your wife. No. Whatever you do, never use that. But the idea is that at the same time, we know deep down that there are certain things I feel that I'm feeling it. Obviously, for me, it's real because I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it probably for legitimate reasons at the point. But it doesn't mean that it's actually part of reality. So sometimes you have to help a person come to understand that what they think is true is in fact not really true. He says, sometimes it's true that certain things that a person has in his head are imagined. Aval lepamim ein ze dimyon. But other times, it's not imagined. Sometimes the person says, I'm not successful. I haven't accomplished anything. And we say to that person, You're wrong. You feel that way for a whole variety of reasons. Some of them may be internal, some of them may be external. But you have to take a step back, look at the reality, and see that what you're saying is incorrect. There are other times, however, where when a person says, I haven't accomplished anything, you know, what we want to say is, you're right, I'm sure you haven't accomplished anything. Don't say that either. But the idea is, so sometimes, again, my feelings are imagined, sometimes they're real. And if they're imagined, we have to help the person try to work through that imagination to get in touch with reality. This is psychology. Shita zusha psikologia benuya al ma'arecha shal adam balguf seichel vahargoshos. It's a very interesting statement over here. He says this idea of helping a person ultimately work through their feelings, he says, is a system that is based on looking at man as a combination of body, intellect, and emotion. So your body, intellect, and emotion. So therefore, how do we work with you? We work with you trying to make you feel better about yourself, or trying to acquaint you with your reality. But he said, this is not Jewish psychology. Now, what does that mean? Ha'hevdel ha'mahuti bein ha'yehudi l'goyu, she'yehudi yesh bo neshama elokis. L'umazos, ha'goy yesh bo koach ruchani, she'mechaya osa, aval chaser bo omek kidushas ha'nashah. I will say, the Bala Tanya discusses this extensively in Tanya, that there's a qualitative difference in the soul of the Jew and the non-Jew. Every human being has a soul. Every human being has a neshama. I should say differently. Every human being has a nefesh. There are different words to describe this. The Jew has an extra added dimension of spirituality. So some call it the neshama, others have different names for it. But there is a fundamental, you know, it's interesting. In today's day and age, many people are very uncomfortable with this concept because the notion, people just like Jews have become uncomfortable with the notion of being a chosen people, because we live in a very pluralistic society and everybody's the same and everybody's equal. So the notion that I have a better soul than someone else is like elitist. I'm sorry? Different, right? It's not better, it's different. Right? You know, so but yet this is at the core of our belief system, that we do have a significantly more powerful neshama than the Gentile. That's just, again, and it's not even better, it's not worse. Everybody's education of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everybody serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu in their own way, in the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs them to serve Him. It's no different. So his point over here is that the approach that we described before, that focuses a lot on helping you feel better, that focuses a lot ultimately on acquainting you with reality, is a focus that is very much based on treating man's intellect, emotion, together with his body. But says the Mechaber, that's not how the Jew operates. Why? Because the Jew understands, going back to what we've learned in the last couple of chapters, that he has another major dominant force that's constantly at work inside of him. And that's his neshama. That's his soul. He goes on. He says, he skipped down to the next paragraph. He says, "Hapsychologia ha'amitis bona kol davar mehaneshama hakidosha shechatzuva mitachas kisei hakavod al yidei hakoach ha'eloki hagonuz b'neshama." So he says, the real psychology for a Jew, again, modern psychology may work for the non-Jew, could work for the Jew in many respects also, but the real type of psychology he needs is a different type of psychology created for the Jew, is built on how to go ahead and actualize the neshama. Because for the Jew, the neshama is the be-all and end-all of my existence. If I tap into the neshama, if I somehow go ahead and activate the neshama, if I ignite the neshama, then ultimately, again, a person has a chance at reigniting their sense of self. Idea koach ha'eloki hagonos b'neshama, through the koach ha'eloki, through the divine might that is hidden within the neshama, mikocho mismodet ha'adam im kolach ha'elokim ha'ba'atim shemeskalim etzlo. It is through the neshama that a person has the ability to contend with all of the challenges that he faces. So it may very well be that Jew and Gentile face the same challenges. We're all human beings. That may very well be. The fundamental difference is that for, let's say, we'll call it in secular psychology, the approach is on an emphasis on working with the intellect, working with the emotion, a little bit less with the body, but much more with the intellect and emotion. Because the Jewish approach to psychology understands that if you want to heal a person from all that ails him, don't start with his intellect, don't start ultimately with his emotion, because those are just manifestations of the core, of like the core reactor of the Jew, and that's the neshama. Treat the neshama, activate the neshama, set the neshama on fire, and hopefully everything else will fall into place. All right, we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up bottom of Kuf Yud Dalet tomorrow.